부디요.
I was told to share something about the Holy Spirit in my life, and I thought the best thing is from the very beginning. I went to a Catholic school run by nuns, so I learned all about Christianity. But my concept is like there's a God up there and watch over our every move, and he would pound on me when I did anything wrong. And Jesus, yes, Jesus died for my sin because I'm a sinner, so I'm a horrible person. And I have to memorize all the Ten Commandments because when Judgment Day come, and I have to make an account. So that's my idea of God and Christianity. And so I know God the Father sitting up there, Jesus who died. Yes, he rose again, but the significance didn't dawn on me. But Holy Spirit is an unknown quantity. It's a dove. And that's my understanding of Christianity. And I did pray. And whenever I need any help, like when I'm scared, I pray to Jesus to protect me. And when I did my exam, so I pray to God to help me through my exam. And that's my Christian, so-called Christian life here in my early days. And then ask me when I become a Christian. I don't really know, because it's like just happened. And people say, okay, when do you pray this prayer? Could you know, commit yourself to, you know, accept Jesus as your savior? I thought, yeah, I did it many times, because every time I felt that I'd done something wrong and need to repent, I prayed the same prayer. And but then to me, church is an institution that tell you what the do's and don'ts. And so I hate going to church. I didn't want to go to church because I don't want to be bound by rules and regulations. And when I went to secondary school, it's a Christian church, and there's a Christian fellowship. So some of my friends went there, so I joined them to go to Christian fellowship. And I enjoy that, but I still didn't want to go to church. Until I came to England to study, and there's another time that I need prayer, so I keep praying, and God helped me, because I never left home before, never traveled far, never been on a plane, and didn't know anybody in England. And so when I organized my plane flight, because I never been never travel at all. I didn't know that there's a high season for plane tickets, and I couldn't get the dates that I wanted. So delay and delay, eventually I got my ticket. And it happened that I was on the same plane as a lady who happened to come back from Hong Kong after her summer holiday on the same plane. She's from the Birmingham Chinese Christian Fellowship. And she was on the same plane with me. And her friend came to Heathrow Airport to pick her up. So I was picked up as well and brought all the way to Birmingham, because my college is in Birmingham. And then I was deposited to one of the members' home, and he put me up for a week. And during this week, the whole church helped me find accommodation. And it happened that there's another girl in this college. So she sort of like took me around, showed me where to get the bus and all this. So everything is organized for me without me doing anything. So I just thought, wow, this God is so amazing. And because of that, I thought, yes, even with my misgiving, I decided that, yes, I want to be baptized to be sort of like a proper Christian. And after my baptism, somebody say, have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? I thought, what? And then she got somebody. At that time, we have an elder in the fellowship. called John Aston. I think some of you might have heard of him. And he's the one that really very important to my life, is that he introduced the Holy Spirit to me and inner healing and all this work of the Holy Spirit. So he prayed for me to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he explained to me that when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, you receive gift of tongue. And initially, you might have only one word or two. Just have faith and speak, and it will start grow on you, and as you start to flow out. So after they pray, I didn't feel a thing. So I thought, okay, I went and see. And then the few days after, I felt so happy. I was very happy. And, you know, freshly come to England, a lot of people say, oh, are you homesick? I thought, no, I don't feel any homesick. And then I was living on my own. I rented a room in an Indian family. And I thought, they said, are you lonely? I said, no, I don't feel lonely. And every day I felt that God was so real with me. And I didn't feel alone. I didn't feel homesick. And every night when I went to bed, I would read my Bible and pray. And then after that, I just thought, good night, Dad. So to me, God is just so close to me that he's like my dad. And only many years after, then the Bible verse come real to me and say, the Spirit within you rise up that we call Abba Father. So at that time, to me, it was very natural to say, good night, Dad. Then I went to bed. And because I was so happy, there was sort of a word that, so I might, sometime when I want to pray, and then my tongue just move, and then this sound come out, I thought, is that tongue? Because John Aston mentioned that you have to have faith, just go with it. So I thought, okay, I'll just go with it and just carry on. So that's how I learned about Holy Spirit and tongue. And the other thing that I come across is healing. It's also John Aston that sort of introduced this to us, that God wants to heal people. And there was one time that was the first miraculous healing that I experienced. Is there's a girl in the fellowship that her neck is the spine behind her neck was fused together, so her head is permanently like this. And if she wants to see people or look around, she have to move the whole body, so her neck couldn't move. So I don't know what. So we pray for her. And when we pray, I had this mental image that she was lying on the floor, and this figure was holding her head, and I believe this figure is Jesus. So I asked her to lie on the floor. I held her head, and then we pray, and you know, we gather around her and we pray. And as we pray, I just slowly ease my hand on, so little by little, and rests her head eventually flat on the floor, because she said she could never lie on her back because of her neck. And when we pray, eventually she could lie on her back. And when she got up, her neck was straight, and she could turn her head a little, not full range, but a little. So that was my first experience of miraculous healing. And there's other experience, and like when we pray for people, people say, oh, I feel heat where your hand was. And I thought, I didn't feel anything. And then the people say, oh, I'm healed because I feel all this heat. And sometimes I thought, really? Because I find it difficult to believe myself. But they said they were healed. So I thought, yes, no. In a way, it's good that God healed regardless of our faith or whether we, you know, how strong our faith is, and God heals. So he's nothing to do with me. And about the manifestation of the Holy Spirit that I experienced, I heard a lot about gold dust, diamonds, and all these. And the first-hand experience I had was a couple of years ago. I went to the prayer conference organized by the Leicester Chinese Church. In the meeting, there was after we have our worship time, and we just pray for people. And I was in the ministry team, and so I looked out to see whom I should pray for. So I just decided to go to pray for this girl, and she had her hand opened up like this. So I just put my hand on top of her hands and prayed for her. After that, I moved away and prayed for somebody else. And shortly after, there's a commotion. They say, "Oh, gold dust, gold dust." So I thought, "What's that?" So I went to have a look, and her hand actually got a lot of shimmering gold, look like gold dust shimmering on her hand. So I thought, "Oh, that's." So I heard about it, but this time I really see it. And then afterwards, she came to me and said, "Do you wear perfume?" I said, "No, I don't wear perfume." She said, "Smell my hand." So I smell her hand. It got really nice fragrance. She said, "I don't wear perfume. And if you don't wear perfume, no, but my hand smelled nice." And then I said, "Okay, it's nothing to do with me. It must be God. It must be the Holy Spirit." Because I did hear about Holy Spirit sort of like upon people that they bring a fragrance. So I thought, "Oh, I heard about it, but now I really see it firsthand." Then I thought, "Lord, you know, she got it. I pray with her, and I haven't got it. How about me?" And then last year, I went to a conference in Dudley, and during this conference, this person, the speaker is called David Herzog, and he's an amazing speaker. And in the middle of his talk, he just said, "Oh, somebody is going to have gold dust on their body. Look around your body and see whether there's any gold dust." And a friend of mine sit a couple of seats away from me, and she said, "Oh, yes, I got it on my hand." So I thought, "Oh, okay, no, she got it." And then I just thought, "Okay, can I have some of yours? Just do this motion." And then after a while, I look at my hand. I actually see dots of little sparkling thing, like gold dust. And I thought, I held my hand very still and my body very still, just in case there's some whatever dirt on my hand that catches the light. And I held it very still, and I could see the sparkles just go on and off without me moving. And so I thought, yeah, not that I see it actually. I had it on my hand. And so that's my experience with the Holy Spirit. Some of the events I experienced. When I have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean that my whole life is very smooth and rosy. There's ups and downs. And I think the most important thing is the Holy Spirit bring a lot of healing in me, because imagine as a child, the wrong concept of God. And until now, I started to know God a bit more. And but I'm still on a journey to try to know him even more. And all these things is like help me along the journey.